I said Adam Gokowski.
Vote Adam for the governor of Brohio.
Live from Northfield, Ohio, uploaded to the internet, downloaded into your hearts, this is Anthony LaGuardia.
And I'm Adam Gokowski.
And this is a Pizza and Pierogies episode of Warpath Podcast, the second one for 2014. And today is all about one thing.
Brohio.
Brohio. And the man, the myth, the legend, the number one candidate in your heart and mine, Adam Gokowski.
I wish we had a cheering section in our huge studio right here.
It would be, you know, I can probably figure out a way to add a little bit of cheers in there, you know.
Well, they have to for, like, you know, old 90s sitcoms. That's exactly what they had to do, a laugh track. Because if that was the case, if they had to rely on a live studio audience, it would just wouldn't be clean.
We're going to see what I can do here. We're going to see what we're going to do. But Nick, unfortunately, could not make it with us because he was having Skype issues. So Adam and I are going at it alone tonight because we wanted to get something out and talk about the big news, the big race that's going on, governor of Brohio race, but also catch up on Tribe Fest, get ready for pitchers and catchers to report in 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
And just talk about a few things. It's not going to take a long time, but we'll probably then go about an hour, hour and 20 minutes if we say we're not going to go a long time.
Yeah.
You know, but go ahead. Just you go ahead and tell me what's been going on.
Chaos. Straight up chaos. For all of you that have been following me throughout this campaign, thank you very much. It's been wild. Absolutely blessing. Blessings, love, everything. It's been unbelievable. Yes, we started off at Trestle. That was crazy. My boy here, Anthony, was able to set something up where I had Jim Tressel, the Ohio State, well, the former Ohio State football coach, and now he works at University of Akron. Yeah, he was in my campaign video, which was beyond awesome, and he's very close to Swisher.
Well, why, before we get into Tressel, because we'll go ahead in a few minutes and we'll play a clip, or we'll play the clip of Tressel. But why don't we go ahead and tell everybody what this whole governor of Brohio thing is? Because, I mean, I think everybody pretty much knows. But yeah, for those one or two people, and you know who you are, that don't know.
You're the ones who are currently on the internet searching this. And then you paused on Google because you're like, oh, they're about to say it, so I don't have to type in anymore. Anyways, what it is to be the representative every Friday and Saturday in Section 117. I'm pretty much the hype man if I win. And what I do is just get the crowd going every weekend.
Yeah, there has been no contest ever made, no promo, no position with anything ever made that was more perfect, I think, for someone than this is for Adam Gokowski, who I have renamed Adam Brokowski recently. So basically, you know, due to Nick Swisher's effervescent personality and ability to get people just in a positive frame of mind, they want to get somebody out there, you know, cheering it on, like you said. And I think you definitely fit the bill, especially, you know, you figure all these people that put their campaigns out there and
yeah,
you on the website. Now, I'm not saying I know anything about anything, but remember, this is the outsider's inside view of the Cleveland Indians, for those of us who know. And there may be rumors that you may be the man to beat.
Oh, God, I hope. I mean, in reality, I have put on a great campaign.
I would say so.
There's nothing else I would have changed with it. I mean, let's start off with Trestle, like I said. And then it led to Tribe Fest, which was a great time for everybody. Mm-hmm. Not just myself, but anybody who walked in the doors, they had a blast.
Absolutely.
The Indians could not have put on a better show. You have great alumni like Tomey, Kenny Lofton, Charles Nagy. And then you have the big hitters like Swisher and Kipnis.
You forgot one. Omar
Vizquel. Omar Vizquel, yeah, he was out there on Sunday. So you have all these huge names from the past, and then you have great names of the present and even in the future. Mm-hmm. We had some, you know, good farm prospects.
Yeah,
that were there. The redheaded kid,
Clint Frazier.
Yeah,
the number one pick.
I got to meet him. But back to the Brohio. Yeah, on stage we had a Q&A, and I did very well. You know, I was just basically myself. But the final question was, if I had to prove myself one last time to not, you know, Rosie or Swisher, That's Jim Rosenhaus. So anyways, I stood on stage and I said to the crowd, if anybody had the guts to do what I'm about to do, this would be perfect.
And he open mouth kissed Nick Frazier. Or Nick Swisher.
Nick Frazier. I don't know who Nick Frazier is. But anyways, I stood on stage and I actually gave Nick Swisher my autograph, which was a riot because I met Swisher in July when I saw the Indians play in Seattle against the Mariners. And I took advantage of it straight up. And I printed it out and autographed it to him. And it said, "Nick, thanks for being awesome. Adam Gokowski." And he went nuts. So when you go on and vote, you can see that video of everything I just told you on Indians.com/Brohio. And it's about the 2.5 minute mark of the video. You can see everything go down with me. And it was just beyond awesome. And he went nuts. And then even to last night, I got an opportunity to meet Mark Shapiro. So on social media, it's been ridiculous. It goes from the senator to the president in order to be the governor.
I think we need to expand on a little more and kind of give you an idea of what else Nick has done. So, you know, he had his video with Jim Tressel where there was Tressel endorsement. And let's go ahead. And I'm
you just called me Nick, but thank you.
Jesus. And I'm just going to preface this by saying that my son, who everybody heard running around here last time and who ran into the table, he was up all night because he met his personal hero, Zippy, last night.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And he was up. I'm not even going to say what time he was up till, but he was up all night jumping up and down on the bed going zip, 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 zip. So,
that's adorable.
Right now, so we were up all night with him. I'm going to go ahead and play right now the Jim Tressel support video for Adam.
What's up, Cleveland, Ohio? I'm Adam Gokowski, and on July 2nd, 1994, this young boy fell in love for the first time. And for the last 20 years, he's been celebrating victories on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario and traveling the country to cheer on your Cleveland Indians. Now it's time to give back, and I want to be your governor of Ohio. We're going to have fun night after night, day after day, and we're going to get that ring we've been chasing since 1948. If you don't believe that I should be governor of Ohio, ask AC. And if you don't believe him, ask Jay Masty. And if you don't believe him, ask Switchmeister himself. Come on now, we look like twins. Look at this. If you don't believe any of them, well, hopefully you'll believe these people.
Hi, I'm Kim Gentile from the University of Akron.
I'm Jim Tressel from the University of Akron.
Who are we recommending for the governor of Ohio?
Adam Gokowski.
Did you say Adam Gokowski?
I said Adam Gokowski.
That's what I'm talking about.
So please, vote for Adam Gokowski to be your governor of Ohio.
I said Adam Gokowski.
If you guys don't believe that this guy deserves to win, to get an interview from Jim Tressel like that, or to get the support of Jim Tressel like that, was absolutely awesome. And Kim Gentile was awesome. And I got to throw a shout out to my father who hooked it all up, who works with Jim. That was awesome. But Adam, he put that whole promo together that you guys saw. And so you've got a guy that went out there and did the videography on that for your governor of Ohio. But then he went out and got a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting next to a guy with a Nick Swisher. Would you call that a faux hawk or what would you call that?
I would call it a conservative faux hawk. It's not too ridiculous. I don't look like Sid Vicious or anything, but it's conservative.
It's very conservative. Very conservative. But so he went out and he got the Nick Swisher haircut.
There is video of it. I just haven't released it yet because I'm basically doing a documentary-esque thing called The Road to Ohio, which is basically just everything going from, you know, the Tressels to meeting Shapiro to everything. And it's all on social media. So if you want to see it, just keep on following me at foulpoles11.com or on Instagram or any of that social media stuff. Feel free just
Facebook.
To add me.
Yeah. It's all there. So he's been documenting this whole thing. So you've got the Tressel sponsorship. Then you've got the haircut. And then you've got Tribe Fest.
Yeah.
And at Tribe Fest, when I walked in there and I saw the people that I know from the Indians, they were all like, "Is this guy for real?" I was like, you don't understand how real this is and how badly he wants this. I mean, the best thing is that they couldn't. I was asked not to trash talk anybody else.
Yeah.
So I won't trash talk anybody else. But everybody that I knew is like, dude, your boy. I mean, nobody worked a crowd like that. I mean, it was so natural on stage. And that was, that had to be, I mean, have you ever been on stage before like that?
Well, ironically, yes. Okay. But not in front of that many people. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, in college, I won a male beauty pageant. And it was Delta Gamma Anchorman 2009. And I won doing stand-up comedy. It was the first time I've ever done stand-up comedy, too. I was terrified. Like, the night before, I was just so nervous. And I killed it. I won the whole thing. And
doesn't surprise
me. We got to remember, though, I was in front of probably, I don't know, half the crowd. But it was people I recognized and people I knew, so I was more comfortable in that case. That was also when I was 19, turning 20. Now I'm 24.
You're a mature old man now.
Yeah. But, you know, truth be told, I met Swisher before. I'm not afraid of the spotlight. And the only time I've ever been starstruck by anybody was, ironically, on Saturday when I was just walking down TribeFest, and I saw Jim Tomey. I stopped where I was walking and screamed, oh, my God, like I was a girl in the 90s who just saw Nick Carter. And I freaked out. Like, unfortunately, I did not get to meet him. But maybe one day I will. And I'm hoping it's in August if I become governor and he gets a statue. Hopefully that's the day I get to meet Jim Tomey.
That would be awesome. And I think that was one of the cool things is they finally announced at Tribe Fest when he is going to get his statue.
Isn't it like August something?
I think, it's sometime in August. I can't remember the date, but finally, because I mean, I know I have a guy that I work with that every day asks me, so did you find out when they're going to make that statue? And I'm like, listen, I don't know. I'm not making the statue. But finally, the statue and Tomey comes back to Cleveland. God,
I mean, I literally never been starstruck. And I've met some famous people.
Yeah. Well, and you were hobnobbing. I mean, not only was, you know, Adam with Nick Swisher and Rosie, but Adam was backstage hobnobbing with Mike Avias and with Nick Swisher's really, really
beautiful wife.
Yes, beautiful wife. And I mean, he's tweeting out pictures to everybody and was not afraid of anything. So it's going to be perfect, I think, the perfect position for you. You know, so everybody that has a chance, go to Indians.com
/
Brohio and start voting for Adam. Vote early, vote often. Pretty much we're looking at it. You can vote every time you re-click on the page.
Yeah, there's no limit. You can be up all night. I don't expect anybody to be up all night, but if you're up all night, you know, dealing with your 2-year-old who's crying and was up all night because he was watching Akron Sports, then stay up and vote all night. And that was just a joke on Anthony.
So now, Adam, give us a little bit of your, if you are to become the governor of Ohio, what are the things that you can promise to the crowd?
Well, I thought about this. You know, I think the whole position, first of all, is way for young fans to be engaged with the game right away. Mm-hmm. It is a way for mature fans like my father, who was through the municipal era of, you know, Gaylord Perry and Sam McDowell and all them, to feel at home still, you know, and be able to just talk baseball with a guy, you know, and when they come in, because I promise I will be at the games by 6 o'clock just hanging out and talking to fans. But also, you know, baseball is like love. You know, some people will see it right away and just go head over heels. Where some, you know, it takes time. And the goal is with the ones who take time, you know, I'm not saying they have to be diehard baseball fans like Anthony, Nick, and I, but at least enjoy it, you know, kind of like going to an amusement park, for example. Like, I'm not going to go on roller coasters every day, but when I do, I have a great time every time. And that's what I want. I want everybody that walks into my section to just know they're going to have a great time. Whatever happens in the night.
Ladies, remember that, what he's telling you. You'll have a great time. Every time.
Yeah.
And I think the funny thing is I'm listening to you talk, it's amazing. Adam's phone has been blowing up the whole night.
Oh, it's been ridiculous.
With just Brohio stuff, so it's absolutely hysterical. I mean, it's like I'm sitting here with a celebrity all of a sudden.
And it just keeps on going off.
And it just keeps going. But so, you know, I think everybody just go out there, vote early, vote often, vote for Adam Gokowski. The other three guys seem like nice guys, but
they're great. I mean, it is great competition, but obviously I'm campaigning for myself on this show.
How many of them on the back of their shirts could put Brokowski?
Um, There is a Polish fellow involved. There's two. There's two of us. There's
well,
two of us involved. But
that's all right.
But when it comes
he
to the lettering,
still can't be Brokowski.
Yeah, when it comes to the lettering of the name, I'm the only one.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Well, so we're piggybacking on Tribe Fest and just talk about Tribe Fest for a few minutes. Tribe Fest to me was awesome because it was one of the. I worked on Tribe Fest last year. And went to it, great time. Got to meet a bunch of the players. Got to see the clubhouse. Last year we met Mike Avias. Mm-hmm. And this year I got there a little bit late because of the snowstorm coming up from Columbus. We got in. I got to spend 5 good minutes with Mike Avias and Brian Shaw talking to those guys. My son, for the second year in a row, got a picture with Mike Avias. We got to meet Kenny Lofton and Charles Nagy. But, Adam, I got a little bit of a surprise for you here. I'm going to play it. An endorsement, a ringing endorsement from yours truly. Or not from yours truly, because that would be from me, but from none other than the second baseman of the Cleveland Indians, Jason Kipnis.
What's going on? It's Jason Kipnis. I just want to say, vote Adam for the governor of Brohio.
There you have it.
That's unreal. That is absolutely unreal, and that is something that I can honestly say I don't think the other guys have.
No, and it was funny because somebody tried to pin a vote for so-and-so sticker on me as I was recording it, and actually somebody that was with me grabbed the sticker, threw it on the ground, and then I got in a little bit of trouble for shoving a recorder into Jason Kipnis's face, but I'll deal with that later. You know, I'll give him another banner or sign or something, but... it was actually I waited about 10 hours to find out that I wasn't in trouble for it. They played it off really well. A couple good cops and bad cops, and I've been told I'm not allowed to say their names. But thank you guys who gave me the okay later on to use that that clip of Jason Kipnis. And thank you to Jason. That was awesome. He was really good with my kid because my kid kept knocking me in the mommy daddy button, just kicking me as I was trying to. Get the recorder going, and Kipnis just was cracking up. It was nice enough to just take it from me and just start recording.
That's pretty cool of Jason. And Jason, if you're listening, thank you very much, and feel free to come on the show whenever you want.
Yes, exactly. That's an open invite, and it's also an open invite to Swish or Avias or any of the other guys. But, Kip, we really want you.
Oh, my God. That's been unreal, and thank you, Anthony, for that.
Hey, absolutely. You're very, very welcome. But, you know, for those who didn't get to go, to Tribe Fest, it was great. You know, they had a lot of the old players there. You know, like we said, they had Lofton, Nagy, Vizquel,
Tomey.
There was one.
That was that with the alumni.
That was
sure.
It with the alumni. And then they had a bunch of the players, and they did it better this year. I know a lot of people complained because there was just one table, and it was a two-hour line to get in. But they did it in sessions where, you know, you were at the 12:15 or you're at the 3 o'clock or the 4 o'clock. And you got in line, and they had three or four players at 4 different locations. It was very smart, very good way to do it. But then they also had, you know, different things for kids, you know, batting cages. They had pitching contests, pictures, you know, with the backdrops.
John Adams.
John Adams is there beating his drum.
Yeah, and I actually got him on stage.
You did. I know a couple people were telling me they loved it when – you were like, all right, John, give me a funky beat.
Yeah.
And or then, something to that
I'm like,
effect.
Yo, John, I try to act like, you know, some rapper from the early 90s who has a, you know, like Jazzy Jeff in the background. And I'm like, yo, John Adams, give me a beat. And he didn't hear. Because, I mean, he was quite some distance, and the speakers in the stadium can only reach so far.
Yeah.
So he had no idea. And then I look at Swisher, and I just go, and I said very excitedly, I'm like, well, that was an epic fail. And he loses it. And the crowd does too. And then in a little bit later, somebody pulled John Adams aside, and he came on stage. And, you know, what do you do besides give up your seat for him?
Absolutely.
You got to give it up for the Godfather. You know, like, the man's been around. You know, he's been in more games than some people will be alive.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. And, you know, I couldn't just let the man stand. You know, that's disrespectful. So I got up and gave him my seat.
That's awesome. That he has. You talk about super fan right there. There's a guy we got to get on the show.
John Adams, absolutely.
John Adams. That would be. You know, do you think he actually talks, or does he just bang his drum into
it's
like
not
Morse code?
Yeah, I was gonna say, as we both say Morse code at once. No, he's actually I've met him a few times, but
he is a nice guy. I've met him a couple times in the lobbies at the ballpark, and
he'll take pictures with anybody.
Oh yeah, yeah. He deserves the plaque they have up there for him. Tribe Fest was just incredible. Great 2 days. 7,000 people went through the doors, which was, I think, more than they thought might come through when the storm hit on Friday.
The storm was bad. The storm was ugly.
That was horrible. We went down to Columbus on Saturday, came back on Sunday, and, I mean, whiteout, but we weren't missing it. We had to get up there. I had to see if I could get Kipnis to record something. So
absolutely awesome.
But, so now we are 11 days away from the promised land. Pitchers and catchers report. That means warmth is coming.
Hopefully.
Might not be soon.
And it might not be for us. Warmth is definitely coming. For Arizona.
It's coming for Arizona, though.
But opening day, we can only hope, man.
11 days away for pitchers and catchers. That just means a little bit of glory. It means the season's coming. And when you've got things going on with the Cavs like they are, or the Browns, you know, it's great to know the baseball's just around the corner. And I think things are looking good for us. I mean, you know, it's interesting. I was reading about a couple names that are still out there on the free agent market, along with our own big pitcher, Ubaldo. You got Bronson Arroyo who's still out there.
Oh, really?
Hasn't been signed yet. I heard he's getting pretty ticked off. So there's still some names that I think you might see the Indians try to dabble with as we get into spring training. But how you feeling so far?
I just want Masterson signed. That's my biggest thing. I would give him five if I could, but I'm also not controlling any of the payroll. You know, but I just... Exactly. I'm not writing the check, which I wish they signed, because he is somebody you need to sign long term.
Yeah, he is.
The other guys, you know, like Ubaldo, you know, that's politics. You either take them or you don't, you know. But everybody can come together and say Masterson is somebody you need to sign.
Yeah, I saw the other day that they actually called off talks on the multi-year, and they're just going to switch up to 1 year, which... Get him signed for the 1 year, but we got to get him back multi-year. I mean, just I forget what the difference was. It was a couple $1 million. But
we got to remember, in Terry we trust. This is a different franchise look. And, you know, I can't tell you what happens inside, but I can tell you that Francona really gets the players he wants.
Yeah, I hope so in that case, because we need to have him there. You know, but thank goodness for Danny Salazar and the other guys that are coming in, because it does make the loss of Ubaldo and Kazmir a little bit easier.
I saw online predictions are us being like 84 wins this year and six games behind Detroit, where, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, nobody would have thought that we would have been only one game out of first at the end of the season. So anything can happen for the better or worse.
Absolutely.
In reality. But I do think that pitching is... I think people are panicking. You know, losing Ubaldo, first of all, we haven't lost him yet.
We haven't lost him, but...
But it's just, I don't think he is someone that we need to panic over.
I don't think he's that critical either.
Masterson is the guy you need.
You need to have him.
And that's the biggest thing, because, I mean, I heard Mark Shapiro actually speak last night, and it was interesting, because we were talking about that, and I was at Italian Heritage Club. I switched teams for a night. And
he was the pizza. I actually ate pierogies at the basketball game, the Akron basketball game.
God.
So that's kind of amazing.
It's like Freaky Friday, you know. But anyways, my point being, he was talking about, you know, how will his body adjust to age, because he has such a unique form.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, we don't know. But I honestly think somebody like him, who is like a power forward-esque body, you have to sign him.
Yeah. I mean, it's you got to trust that he's going to take care of himself. Did you see CeCe this year?
No.
CeCe just took some pictures a couple weeks ago. Same weight, but he turned a majority of it in muscle. It's amazing. He looks like he lost half of himself.
So he's probably huge.
Yeah, he's looking pretty crazy.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to be...
He was going to be tipping the scale at 400 soon if he didn't, so...
Really?
No, I'm just joking. But
wouldn't shock me. I mean, he's a big man.
He was a big dude. He was a big dude. But, you know, pitchers and catchers coming up, and so we're going to do... We're already planning a show with a couple other guys from another podcast, kind of doing a roundtable. Probably going to throw Alan Fee in there. Probably Boston Dan will come in for that one. Just do a little talking about not just spring training for us, but around the major leagues. So that's coming up here in the next couple of days, live from the Hoppin' Frog Brewery.
Ooh.
Maybe what we'll do is, when we've got that date, we'll put it out there on Facebook and on Twitter, and anybody that wants to come on down might not be able to sit at the table, but sit around, have a few beers with us, and we'll bring you up to the mic. You know, not afraid to put somebody on.
For a Q&A.
For a Q&A. I like that.
Yeah.
The questioning of your governor of Brohio.
Oh, God. People, please just vote. Stop listening to the show and just vote.
Just go. Vote now. Just turn it off. No, don't.
No,
do
you
that.
Just,
not
oh,
yet.
No, just go to the page.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can
just
listen to the
page.
Show and vote currently.
Very
you can
true.
Do both. Multitasking. That's
Damn
what America's
it.
All about.
They didn't turn it off. But
nobody turned it off.
No. And just, you know, speaking of the website, wanted to just throw kudos out to Nick. Nick kind of reformed the website. It's now just a one-pager, a little bit easier for him to maintain. And, you know, we're going to try to put some pictures, different things on there, more information as the season gets into gear. But check out the new page at www.warpathpodcast.com. You know, and follow Nick. There's a little link on following him on there. And, you know, we're also with the website. We're going to be promoting a fundraiser.
Oh,
that's
yes.
what I'm thinking.
Yes.
For a friend of Nick. His friend Christy has a son named Braden, and we said that we would go ahead and put a little bit of something out there. Braden is a good little kid that Nick knows that has cancer of the kidneys. And prognosis is looking good that he's going to make it, but they got to put him through a lot of chemo in the next 6 months.
We all can relate. We definitely know somebody yeah. who's had it. Maybe not kidney cancer necessarily, but right. definitely some form. And,
yeah.
you know, it's tough on families.
Yeah, it's brutal on families, and especially when it's a little kid. And having my own little kid, I sit there and I think, God, I couldn't imagine if something like happened to him. So what we're going to do is we're going to put a link on there, and there's going to be donations going to the family to help them take Braden to Disney World once he's finished with his chemo and cleared to go down there. Give that kid a good time because, you know, that little angel's going to go through hell here for the next yeah. 6 months to however long it's going to take to get that done. So, you know, keep an eye out for that on the Warpath Podcast page, and we'll let everybody know when that comes out. But if you don't mind giving, you know, if it's $1, $5, $10, shoot, if you got $100, whatever you can do. You know, to help this family, that'd be awesome. And, you know, we'll probably get more information from Nick here soon. So, but, you know, anything else you got going on?
No, I mean, this has been my life.
This really has.
I have, sleeping, you know, bathing, eating. It's all just out the window. It's all just gone.
Thank God I have a stuffy nose.
Oh, my
God. Now that I know bathing's out the window.
Oh, actually, I do have something to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, on Channel 3 on this Monday, this mm-hmm. upcoming Monday, being, February 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
I will be on with Jimmy D.
Nice.
Jim Donovan. All four of us candidates.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How's your boss feel about all this?
They're all supportive of it.
Nice.
They, I mean, how can you not be?
That is awesome.
You know, as long as my work's getting done.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. As long as t-shirts are getting videotaped.
Exactly. As long as t-shirts are being videotaped.
Exactly. Well, all right. Well, we'll wrap this up here. We were trying to keep it short and sweet, and I think we did that. Let's see what we clocked in at here.
I think we did pretty well, especially for a pregame one or a preseason one.
26, 27 minutes, and then we added the video. Shoot, we're going to be about 30 minutes.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all for two guys.
This is
like
what happens
talk.
When we knock Nick out of this.
It does. And you know what?
Nick is literally 7 hours of every program.
He is. Dude just talks and talks and talks. But this is the first time that we have new mics also. And Adam and I are not so close that, you know, there's no weird kissing jokes or anything.
No, we're not breathing each other's breaths. It's not that weird this time.
I didn't have to put in a lifesaver before we started.
Man, I mean, you act like it's a bad thing.
I miss you.
It's Anthony's wife and child.
Look,
it's under this roof.
All right, so we got the one weird moment in. That's perfect. But it took us 27 minutes, which is new. Usually it's right away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's
Nick yells at us.
And then Nick yells at us. So we'll get a text message 28 minutes into it when he listens.
Yeah. Sorry, Nick.
Yes, sorry, Nick. And sorry you couldn't Skype in. I mean, really, that did suck. But we do have Nick's buddy Anton's going to be Skyping in with us from Colorado in the next couple episodes also. And, you know, if you're interested in Skyping, I think I told you guys, and I might have said on the last podcast, Major League Jake is going to be going to Arizona for spring training and Skyping in with us with a report from spring training.
That is something else.
I saw Major League Jake down at Tribe Fest. It was great to see him, and it's been a while, and he's all excited, and we're excited to have him.
Does he know about the Brohio campaign?
He does know about the Brohio campaign, Jake. We're going to need all the followers, the millions and millions of Major League Jake's followers tweeting.
Oh, Jake, you got about, it. Come on. Your boy needs you.
About Foul Poles 11.
Come on, Jake.
But all right. Well, everybody, we're going to sign out here. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. Your family, everybody.
Ask your homies, ask your boys, ask your gals, whoever. Vote Gokowski.
Gokowski for governor. Tell them about warpathpodcast.com. Tell them to listen. Tell them to vote. Early vote often. Uploaded to the internet. Downloaded into your hearts. This is Warpath Podcast.
Go Tribe.
I said Adam Gokowski.